fantasy football is back for a brand new season. You might be like me and just at the point of setting up your fantasy football team. Well, this is where we are going to help you, as we were doing through last season with Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello there, good to be here.
Now then, people like me who are sat there either with the screen in front of them with just an empty set of players, or those who are going to have to do it tonight or tomorrow morning, are really going to wonder, what should we do? What's the best tips and the best advice when you've got that empty blank screen in front of you?
Well, the first thing to do is rather than thinking about a specific player, so wondering whether you think Wayne Rooney's good anymore or Ibrahimovic is going to hit the ground running, is think about the types of players you want and the type of structure you want. So you want your team to be flexible. So you want, if it all goes terribly wrong in game week two, you want to be able to react quickly and be able to pounce on players that are perhaps doing well. So this is a kind of a structure I would look at. Goalkeepers, they don't get as many points as other players who just score goals and get assists. So go for two cheap ones, perhaps ones that rotate. So Tom Heaton at Burnley and Foster at West Brom, they rotate very well. They're 4.5. That'll save you a bit of money, and you've got two good goalkeepers there. So I wouldn't be looking at things like Hay, for example. He got 15 clean sheets last season, which is great, but just 83 saves. So you compare that to Ian Gomez, a really cheap goalkeeper last year at Watford. He got 127. And remember, you get points for every three saves in this game. So you want to be going for saves, definitely. Defenders, again, they don't earn as much there. So don't go overboard, but do get a couple of good ones. Luckily, there's a lot of good choice in the 5.5 million area. So Luke Shaw, Valencia as well, Manchester United, they're 5.5. John Stones has just gone from Everton to Man City, 5 million. That's good. But then fill the rest of them with 4.5. I mean, I can't see any 4 million ones yet. But and then midfielders and forwards, this is where your big money is. This is where you should really invest. And looking at it, I think realistically, you can only, to have a good team balance, you can only really have three players tops who are 9.5 or 9 million or so and above. So you don't go overboard. If you've got five players all worth 9 million or above, chances are the rest of your team is absolutely rubbish. And you're probably not going to last very long. But there's some good players to pick from there, really. I mean, Aguero, it's fairly evident. I think he should be a must. 24 goals last season. He just keeps scoring. Sunderland at home. Then I think another good striker is another good kind of heavy hitter one. It's a choice, really. It's up to you. It's up to whoever, what type of manager you are, what type of person you are. Ibrahimovic at Manchester United, absolutely sensational record across the European top leagues. Everyone knows about that. And then there's Jamie Vardy, 10 million, 24 goals last season. And then there's top goal scorer last season, Harry Kane as well. So he comes in priced in between those two. So you want one of them, I think. And then your third striker, you can go down a bit. And there's a really good one over at Burnley. 9 goals in pre-season, Andre Gray, 6.5 million. Looks an absolute bargain. Middlesbrough are good. Middlesbrough have absolutely good, great fixtures. I mean, really good fixtures, in fact. I mean, Stoke at home, Sunderland away, West Brom away, Crystal Palace at home. That's their first four. And there's a lot of options there. Negredo, Jordan Rhodes, they come in that 6 million, 6.5 million category. And then they've got Gaston Ramirez. He's back. He was on loan last season. He's back. The man from Frei Bentos in Uruguay is back to spearhead their attacking midfield. And they've got another chap, Victor Fischer, as well, 5.5 million. I think they're going to start, and I think they're going to do well. They've got good fixtures as well. And just finally, I just wanted to mention, I mentioned about 4.5 million price defenders. There's a good one. Middlesbrough again, George Friend, left back. Quite solid attacking underlying stats there, so he could be getting some assists. Also, Middlesbrough, I've mentioned their fixtures. They're great. I reckon there's at least two clean sheets out of those four.
When it comes to players that we've seen arrive in the league, it might be that some people are desperate. I mean, you mentioned Ibrahimovic, but some people might be desperate to throw Pogba straight in, or one that's certainly been identified around the Radio Yorkshire office being Ahmed Musa, who's gone in at Leicester City, coming in from CSKA Moscow. Now, when you look at some of these players, would you say you're probably better to start your team with players that have that Premier League experience. They are maybe at the same team they were last season, because it's highly likely, unless there's been an obvious replacement signed, they're going to get points, where if you put them in at their new club, the chances are that they might be let off the leash gradually, so they may not start. Or would you just say, no, if you fancy a player, Musa, for example, no, just put him in?
It's all about flexibility, as I said. It's be aware those players could be the ones you want. But they are those diamonds in the rough who come over to the Premier League for the first time. There's not that many of them. So Payet was one. He was a good example. Ayew, who's now at West Ham as well, but was at Swansea. Had another one, Michu as well. Hit the ground absolutely running. Surprised a lot of people. But they're not many of them. There's a lot of flops that come in, and they do take a while to bed in. Paul Pogba's one, we don't know. Yes, he's a sensational player, but is he a sensational fantasy Premier League player? We don't know that yet. So if he's playing deeper, he perhaps isn't. So my advice would be, so Musa is a great example there, because he's much cheaper. I believe he's about 7.5. He could do well, he couldn't. If you get him in straight away and he doesn't start, or he doesn't do well, but Jamie Vardy does, well, Jamie Vardy costs 10 million. How are you going to get him in? You can't, because you're going to have to scrabble around to get that money. My advice would be, if you're looking at Musa and you think Leicester are going to do well, get Jamie Vardy in. And then if Musa ends up being that player in the first game week and the next one, who's absolutely stealing all the points and the goals, easy peasy, 2.5 million in the bank, and you've got this great striker as well, and you can upgrade elsewhere. So that's my advice. Go for proven, go for more expensive, and look at flexibility.
And one thing to bear in mind as well, and Joe, you'll know this better than most of us who just play the game, player prices do change through the course of time as well. So if a player starts off at 7.5 and has a couple of good weeks, you might find he's 7.6, 7.7. In the same way, a few bad weeks, they can go down as well, can't they?
They can, definitely. Now, Manchester United players, watch out for them. Manchester United, huge global following. Fantasy Premier League, huge global following. As soon as one of their players does well, like Martial last season, their price absolutely rockets. As soon as they do badly, everyone's got to offload them again, because everyone's bought them. So yes, do watch those as well. And that's why I tend to avoid 4 million price defenders. They're priced at that because we're not sure they're going to start, but one or two always emerge early on, but we don't know who they are. So if you've got a 4 million pound defender and you think, oh, it doesn't matter, he won't play, well, it does matter, because if everyone else is thinking that way and they start offloading them, suddenly their price goes down. Suddenly you've got a 3.9, 3.8, and so on. And I've had defenders like that before that have sat in my team for maybe 4 weeks, and they've gone down to 3.7, and you've lost money, and that's not great. So I'd wait to see who those are. But yeah, you're exactly right. You've got to keep an eye on those price changes.
Lots to think about for those who are putting their fantasy team together. Lots for me to think about as I put mine together as well. Looking forward to getting more from you, Joe, as we go through the season. If you want to find out more, by the way, of what the guys are talking about, you can find them on Twitter at FFScout, or head straight to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But for now, for the start of the season, Joe, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.